The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. This is Gary Emanet filling in for Scott Hannon in studio here with Todd Mitchell. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, Gary.
Well, we had an interesting past hour chat with Mike Marseille talking about state income tax and should it be eliminated. He did a good job comparing South Dakota and North Dakota. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Of course, I'd love to see all tax go away, but...
I'm with
That's
you.
A whole different can of worms. Well, you know, we're not prepared to talk about.
You know, it's interesting. My son is actually working for the state of North Dakota. I won't say where, but he just got a state job recently. Young guy, 20 years old, and he's working like day and night, and it's a labor job, and he's putting a lot of hours in, 7 days a week. You know, working a graveyard, and he called me last week and said, "Hey, Dad, you much got held out of my check?" And I said, no, and it was like $950 for a two-week paycheck. So here's a young guy that's not used to making that kind of money, but he had all this overtime.
Welcome to the real world.
And I said, well, it's going to change things. And what happened is he was calculated what he's going to net in his paycheck. He had all this overtime hours. Well, unfortunately,
it was
bigger than he thought.
All that.
But, you know, back to the point about state employees, we kind of ended it up. We got a lot of great state employees, and we just want to thank them for their great service. I think sometimes as a conservative as I am, it's more categorical for me to talk about the number of state employees we have and the funding at state levels. And sure, we need government, we need funding, we need this to take place so that we can do the necessary services. But it's just my gripe is that so often we give the government more authority, and they never give back in a sense of retracting. It just grows and grows and grows, and that's even like the bureaucracy, so we tend to overreact to that. So that would be my tendency.
Amazing how many people become fiscal conservatives when you start talking about your own paycheck, regardless of where you are otherwise, ideology-wise. Yeah. You start talking about your own paycheck, you become a fiscal conservative real quick a lot of times.
Well, it's been, I have to say, both my boys are pretty conservative when it comes to it, and I know not everybody in the state's conservative. We got a pretty big block of conservatives in North Dakota. But in a sense, they really are that way. So it is really good to kind of have him speak to that on his own. So we're going to be shifting gears a little bit from state income tax. However, if you as a caller would like to weigh in on state income tax, we got off a little bit of property tax because that's still always a hot subject. But we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about government overreach in regards to what the government's wanting to do related to regulating bake sales and those kind of things at school. And I got to tell you,
is that like the last bastion left for government to stick their fingers in? And
well, you know, Todd,
that used to be sacred territory. You left it alone.
I know. You know,
Grandma bakes cookies. Government stays away from them.
I mean, I remember these cakewalks where when I was a kid, you'd walk around in the circle, and all of a sudden, you know, they would. When I remember, if they blew the horn or they said something, they all scramble for a chair, and then you work your way down and take a cake home, and that stuff's all got to go away. And even cooking. And now I think it started with the health department cracking down on making sure it's safe. And I get that. That's fine. But this overreach by the federal government to deal with not having bake sales and not having brownies is what they're really talking about, because they're too high in sugar, too high in fat, and they're talking about the obesity of the young kids today and going on. And First Lady in Chief Michelle Obama, you know, I don't remember electing her to be a commander in charge, but she seems to be when it comes to nutrition and school and food. But
are we going to put the government in every grandma's kitchen? To use the stereotype, obviously it's not just grandmas that bake cookies. I get that. But that's the picture I'm painting, and for a reason. If you're buying cookies somebody's grandma or mom or aunt or whoever made, don't you kind of already know that you're buying them from a household, not necessarily a government-cleared facility? There's certainly an implication that, hey, you know, at your own risk.
You know, America and these small towns were built on all of these little functions that the government keeps taking away. And now they're moving where they want all this nutritional reporting. So frankly, what grandma or my mom or my wife or whatever are making and bringing this to school for kids to eat,
we've grown a little FDA label on with the saturated fat, monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, trans, blah, blah, blah. We have to put all that on there, too?
Well, what they're doing
is... it's all going to go away, then.
What's shocking, Todd, is they're pushing us towards all this nutritional information, which I don't disagree with. But what they're pushing us to is everything that's going to come out of schools is prepared foods. So when it comes down to monitoring our salt and everything else with the grams of fat and blah, 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 they're pushing us towards the very thing they're trying to stop us from taking. So we have nutritional. So rather than somebody making Coogan or some great thing at home or pickle,
my favorite. Coogan is exactly where I was thinking. If I'm going down to Ashley or Wishick and buying a Coogan, I don't want the government to make these people slice and dice their thing to death. It's homemade Coogan. Leave it alone.
Amen. Wow. And see, this, Todd, this all started back in July of 2010 when First Lady Michelle Obama kicked off this Healthy, Hungry, Free Kids Act and at this Let's Move campaign, and it had to do with overhauling all the nutritional standards affecting more than, what she said, 30 million kids. And what they were doing was cutting out fatty French fries and replacing them with baked sweet potatoes. And I don't know about you, but I've had baked potato chips versus just regular potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even eat those things. They're terrible. I mean,
some that are good, some that are not.
Maybe I like fried stuff too much. Maybe that's my own fault. But I think that what drives me crazy is the continued overreaching of all these standards that are being put in place. And I was going out to the Bakken yesterday, and I always have a stop that's kind of underway so I can hit the restrooms and get my coffee, and I always grab a thing of popcorn.
Sure.
Big bag of fresh popcorn, which I have every morning when I'm traveling out there. There's no salt on it, you know, so now I'm sitting here eating it, and, you know, I thought we have to have some salt for electrolytes in our body. There's a balance, but they're weighing in on every little thing that we eat, and it's just taking me over the top.
You could play devil's advocate and say, you know, we could buy you a thing of salt and you can keep it in your vehicle, too.
I probably could do that, too. I'd probably take too much salt.
Well, there would seem to be a point at which it's ridiculous to have the government, you know, regulate. I get that we want to be safe and all that, but it's one thing if you're a for-profit business selling food to people. But again, grandma baking cookies for a bake sale, or we're going to get to that point? Wait a minute. That's a little beyond.
Well, one of the schools, I believe, in Tennessee, there was a Wall Street Journal article that prompted this call. And so, listeners, if you want to call in at 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. Give us your story about things that are going to be eliminated in your school or your community as a result of the traditions that have come on because of this absurd overreach by the federal government. And but what drove this is there's a school in Tennessee now that rather than doing a cakewalk, the kids get to do the cakewalk, but what they do is they get a free book. Now,
okay,
I like to read, mm-hmm. but I tell you, my son, if he reads anything, he reads it on his iPhone or his whatever phone he's got at the latest, greatest tech thing. But it's hard to get kids to even get excited about a book. So I can see people just saying, I'm not going to go to this anymore because,
okay,
I mean, it's over.
You're not going to be excited about a paper book. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Question brought up, what do we do about childhood obesity? Because childhood obesity is a problem. If you're sitting there, whether you're sitting there with a book or whether you're sitting there with an iPhone or similar device, or tablet, whatever, we got to fight childhood obesity. Okay. What's the government's role in that? And I guess I still feel like, do we let the government in grandma's kitchen? It seems like grandma should be able to bake cookies for a bake sale, and we can leave the government out of it. If we need to fix childhood obesity, then let's fix childhood obesity.
Well, I remember when Arnold Schwarzenegger was kind of the guy that traveled around the country. I think it was for Bush 41, but remember he went around and did all that exercise and got kids to do exercise.
Yeah.
And they've changed a lot of stuff that's going on in the schools already with what they serve because the Fed obviously supports the food program in the school.
Mm-hmm.
But to take away, and I know there are allowing like a limited number of exemptions that they can say you can have X number and it's back to the states to decide. But these stringent requirements, I understand 32 states right now have accepted the federal guidelines related to the nutritional stuff and having the bake sales, et cetera. But the Fed said, well, hey, we're giving states flexibility so they can decide how many they want to exempt.
But then where are they drawing that line?
You know, it makes you wonder, are they going to have police baking cops run around at these schools and deal with that.
Ray wants to chime in. We got a voice, what's your mind, record line, 1-855-217-76, by the way. Ray from Mandan, what's that comment?
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan. I'm calling in about these bake sales or whatever you want to call them. Anyway, the reason the government's cracking down on all that stuff is they are not collecting taxes off of that sale. That's why they like to have taxes on every little thing, even the air you breathe.
Well, that's coming next, Ray.
Is that next? We have to buy the government-issued air filter, air filtration thing, and be able to. Do we need to go there? Neil's listening to K-Fire 550 in Bismarck. Neil, let's start your question, and we may need to hold you over for the break there. Or we'll just simply hold Neil over for the break.
Well,
Neil doesn't sound like we're there.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about bake sales in schools.
I say keep the government out of Grandma's kitchen unless they like Grandma's cookies and they just want to sample them. More What's in Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
On your mind. Todd Mitchell in for me, Gary Eminith in for Scott. And Scott will be back tomorrow. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you today by High Plains Apache, your ET Ag Center. High Plains Apache, your local source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Rely on your ET Ag Center for application parts, including spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Apache sprayer sales, equipment service, and training. The Apache's 5-year warranty, an extended 2-year warranty, give Apache sprayers the best coverage in the industry. At High Plains Apache, they have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons. Booms up to 132 feet. That will cover some ground. The Apache sprayers have the lightest footprint in the industry. And this year, you can get in and spray no matter how wet you may happen to be. Look for used and new equipment online to highplainsapache.com. Neil, listening to K-Fire 550, holding on Bismarck. Neil, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd and Gary. I enjoy your show. Just a solution for childhood obesity is certainly not the government trying to intervene in personal family issues. It's purely parenthood. Make the kids do something. Physically get up off the couch before you allow them to use their cell phones to text anybody, and take out the garbage, walk the dog, sweep the floor in the garage, physically burn a few of those calories before they put some more in their face.
Love it. Love it.
Amen, Neil. That's perfect. In fact, I have to, you know, I push my son, and, you know, he's one of these texters. I think this whole iPhone thing has driven this whole, whether it's iPhone or the smartphone, I should say, has driven kids to be...
Can't pick on Apple because Samsung and everybody else is there, too.
My son doesn't even have an iPhone anymore. He's criticizing me for having one. But anyway, I agree totally.
Your son should have a clamshell phone, some old...
That would help. The problem is he watches a football game with three games going on, with an iPad, with an iPhone. I'm going, how can you concentrate anything? But anyway, they need to get out and move. And Neil, you are right on. We have Tom from Fargo. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm in a situation where I'm the stepfather, so I have nothing to listen to. But my stepdaughter, she's easily 300 pounds. She's gained at least 75 since she had her license. But the problem is, as a more in high school, she's gifted in those special classes. So she's there maybe one or two classes a day. She doesn't have to stay there for lunch, and she even admits that they don't give her enough food for lunch. So she's going out for lunch every day, and the school does nothing about it. So I don't see how this healthy lunch, the kids that are obese anyway, you're going to find a way either walk over to the Stop and Go or Casey's or wherever it is now, or Burger King. So that doesn't really help, I don't think. Maybe for the freshmen, but the kids are going to figure out how to walk away and go get as much as food as they want and what they want is not going to work at all.
Well, one of the things, I appreciate what you're saying, Tom. I know a lot of the bigger schools, cities, speak of it in relation to Bismarck, I know that a lot of the students can leave at lunch and they go across the street to the convenience store and they get what they want. So if they're putting things on the menu that the kids don't want to eat, they all got spending money and pocket change. I know when I was a kid, I had to walk to school and I walked home against the wind and it was 20 below. No, I'm kidding. But
both hills, downhill or uphill both ways and all that stuff. Yeah. Okay.
But back to what Neil was saying earlier about just getting exercise and kids competing in sports or doing exercise activities. I do appreciate the schools have a lot of things for young ladies today, which helps athletically and things of that nature. But part of what's kind of drove this is, I think, is this whole nanny state goes wild bake sale approach where they're just wanting to eliminate mom's home cooking. And that's one of the things that drives me crazy is that...
Well, and you bring up a good point. We can regulate the heck out of the schools. What's to stop everybody from walking off campus and getting whatever it is they want?
That's what they do.
How about this? Can the schools do something to contact the parents? Because everybody seems to be afraid to even talk to my wife about, obviously, this child is morbidly obese. And everybody's afraid to say anything because they're going to hurt somebody's feelings, you know. Then somebody needs a wake-up call to tell my wife and other people's parents, hey, your kid is morbidly obese and it's not safe for anybody, you know, for the future. They're
Oh, do I hear the cry, no, we can't make that phone call. I'm not saying we can't. I'm saying I hear the cry that we can't.
But thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tell you what, let's see if we can squeeze in Rocky from Valley City that left us a comment about bake sales. Rocky. Do we have Rocky?
I'd like to weigh in on the topic of bake sales and government control of food. And my name is Rocky from Valley City. And what I've got to say on that, it's just a bunch of malarkey. I mean, if they're so worried about the health of this country, they'd probably start doing a lot to rein in the actual food and egg, the big egg companies that are, well, I shouldn't say the big egg, but the big food corporations that are processing all the food, running it through factories, adding high fructose corn syrup, sucralose, which is an alcohol, derived sugar that comes from the ethanol, it's a byproduct of the ethanol production. I mean, all of the garbage, the aspartame that's dumped in foods, the fact we ship our food to China to have them process it, they ship it back to us. And they're ultra-clean facilities, I'm sure, with their little or no oversight or inspection. I mean, come on, folks. Let's get real with this. This is just government control. I mean, if they're really worried about healthy foods, you know, they would just worry about... I could go on forever, and but, I mean, the fools in Washington, that's what they are. They're a bunch of fools. Actually, maybe not. They know exactly what they're doing, and we're the fools. Majority are that just go along with them. But anyway, I protest this. Honestly, that's also why I homeschool my children. They can get stuffed.
Well, you know, one of the first duties of our government is really to protect people, not to run their lives. And that's really where the government's moved towards, is they want
to... Where's the line of protection? Where do you draw that line?
At our borders? When it comes
right.
to...
Right. What's protecting people and protecting us from ourselves and... Protection is an ambiguous term.
Yeah, well, I guess I was speaking more in the context of the militarily when it comes to foreign governments who
right.
want encroachment. That's really what I'm speaking to.
Sure.
We've taken that protection to what we can listen to what we can eat, what we can see. And, you know, and I have to say, Rand Paul and what Ron Paul did in the libertarian cause of pushing government and the young people today I see in America, you have... Two groups of young people, one that are really lovers and follow the very liberal approach with Obama, but you're seeing a rising up of young people that are very libertarian, and they want the government out of everything. And I'm excited to see that actually occurring, because that government overreach is way overboard.
Fred's from Arizona traveling through North Dakota listening to K-Fire 550. Fred, what is on your mind?
Well, down in Arizona where I teach school, we got the Common Core coming in, and I'm a PE teacher. I have to give up 2 days per quarter of my physical education class to teach a math lesson and to teach a writing lesson. So I lose 4 days per semester, and then they use my gym for assemblies and all this other stuff. And so, like, in May, I lost about 6 days of educational time.
Greg, can you hang out through a break? We got a break here. Let's catch you more on the other side of the break. Hang on just a moment. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550,
701-258-0550. A very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. It's August. Have you flipped your calendar up? Otherwise, you're at July 37. Today, Deli Express, a whole bunch of different sandwiches, 209 to 259, so you can get a great deal. Muddy Buddies. I just got to make sure to have some stuff to wash my hands off afterward. 119. Hershey Lancaster Caramels or Caramels? Gary, is it Caramel or Caramel?
Caramel.
Here's a debate we could have for hours. 169. Dots are just 99 cents. Has some Hershey Reese king-size bars ready to go so you don't get drowsy at the wheel. 99 cents. Old Trapper 10-ounce bag, $9.99. Those and lots more. PetroServe USA. Todd Mitchell here. Gary Emineth in for... what's his face? Scott.
Yeah.
Scott doesn't get to have his name on the show if he's not going to appear on the show.
That's right.
Friends listening to K-Fire 550 traveling through North Dakota. Friends from Arizona, an educator there. We're talking about childhood obesity. Fred, thanks for hanging on through the break.
Thank you.
So what was it you were saying as we got kind of cut short there a moment ago?
You were talking about losing some of those days and that with way Common Core's kind of cut in and all the education stuff, right?
Yeah, the Common Core for me as a PE teacher, it cuts down... I lose 4 instructional days per semester because I have to teach a reading and a math lesson. You wouldn't ask a math teacher to lose instructional days. So why they say they care about childhood obesity and we have this big problem, until they start treating physical education as an important class, nothing's ever going to change.
Fred, I couldn't agree with you more, and I really appreciate you taking time to call in on your way through North Dakota. Are you passing through North Dakota, or are you just is North Dakota your destination?
North Dakota is my destination. Going to Devil's Lake.
Oh, to the Devil's Lake. You do some fishing?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
What part of Arizona are you from?
I'm up in the Hopi Indian Reservation.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the very far north.
Because I know down in Phoenix we have a 550 KFYI.
Yeah, I've listened to that.
Really?
Yep. So just noting the one letter off thing, we have our brother station, which is in fact co-owned with us here at Clear Channel. Well, Fred, thanks for listening. Do appreciate it. We do have Mike Schatz hanging on to get on.
Hey, Mike. Representative Mike Schatz joining us. He's He's the vice chairman of the Education Committee, Republican from New England. Coach Schatz has at one point held a state record for most consecutive wins. Is that correct there, Coach?
Well, it's kind of a tie now, but I mean, there's, it depends on what era you're in. Of course, the Fargo-Shanley era was a fantastic era. And, yeah, hey. we had quite a few for a while there.
How many was it? Don't be so humble. Come on, brag to our listeners out
there.
Well,
we won 47 in a row. That was
47
in
a row.
Yeah. And that was the nine man. And, you know, the, I think the difference, a lot of people don't realize this is, of course, there's four divisions. And at that one time, there was three divisions, and there was 85 teams playing nine-man. So, I mean, there, you know, the competition was pretty stiff as far as the number of teams that you're up against. So, you know, that's one of those little factors that you kind of forget. But like I say, we had a great time. That was one of the best times of my life, you know, that, you know, just the camaraderie that you have with your students and your football players, you know, is just fantastic, and the whole town is pulled together, and, man, it was a good time.
Yep, you had a great run. So now you're a Republican legislator, former teacher. Now, you taught history, is that correct?
Along with coaching? I taught social studies from 7 through 12. And I was, you know, I taught geography and North Dakota history and U.S. history and world history and government and economics and you name it, I kind of taught it. And North Dakota studies, too.
Well, one thing I wanted to, why I was glad you were able to come on the air and be a guest of ours, because not only are you vice chairman of the Education Committee, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And then I know you've written a column over the years, and is it called Coach's Corner, or what was the, From the Sidelines, is that correct?
Yeah, it's From the Sideline, and I've taken a year off now. I wrote it for about 4 years and for my local papers in my district, and I compiled a little book. I'm thinking about another book coming out pretty soon, hopefully, about the Constitution. And, you know, it's basically the columns, you know, that I wrote.
Well, I appreciate it, because in the columns you always talked about a president, and you'd always talk about part of a Constitution, and then you would give a personal story. And I tell you what, whenever I knew you were published, I'd look for your column first. So you're a great writer. You wrote a great column, and I appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about, since you've done this, about the Constitution. Now, do you, you know, the one thing we wanted to talk about today with you as a legislator in education and overreach by the federal government, is there anything in our Constitution about, you know, when I go down, just thinking through state government, federal government, now telling us that the kids, they can't have bake sales in school. And the government beginning to weigh in on so many fronts. I mean, how far are we going in violation of our Constitution to just regulate every facet of our life?
Yeah, I was reading that article, and it was it's a New York Times article, I think. And so, I mean, it was really interesting. I didn't realize even if this was going on. And, you know, it's 2010 Healthy, Hungry, Free Kids Act is what it's called, I believe. And, you know, they're trying to prevent certain types of foods from being used in schools. And I don't know. To me, that's overreach, of course. And, you know, but when you had when the creation of the Department of Education came along, that changed everything. You know, I made it a cabinet-level position. And, you know, now they've gotten their nose, and you know how government is. It's like, it's a cancer. It just keeps growing. And that's what the Department of Education has done. You know, we didn't have a Department of Education before 1980. And we were number one in the world in the 1950s, the 1960s, and the 1970s. The United States had the best education in the world. And now we are, what, is it 16th out of 32nd or 18th out of 36th? But we're right in the middle as far as the industrialized nations of the world. Well, I don't know. You want to draw a parallel between when the Department of Education came about or what? But, I mean, this is the result of part of that, I think.
Well, I think it's so over the top. We have a Kathy wrote in and sent an email, if the government wants to protect its people, it should start with the southern border. That's a little bit more threat than home-baked goodies. Isn't that about the fact of it?
Yeah.
You know, I think the campaign that First Lady Michelle Obama put out, this Let's Move, I have to think of, I mean, you being a coach and had to get, you know, your players in shape, and I suspect you did, your players did a lot of running. And one way we can deal with our diet, but we can also get exercise. But I don't know if you saw the video, and if any listeners out there want to call in and weigh in and ask a question of Representative Mike Schatz from New England District 36, call in numbers 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. But I remember this video that was on the news, and it's over and over and over. You can YouTube it, where part of this Let's Move, you saw President Obama and Vice President Biden jogging around the White House to kind of promote this. And it is kind of a pathetic sight. It was coming out about the same time Putin's out there with his shirt off riding horse, you know, and being macho.
Yeah.
But the point of it is it's exercise, it's diet, and the government continuing to overreach and not focus on where the priorities ought to be, but meddling in things that don't make any sense.
Well, you know what, Gary, when I first started teaching, one of the requirements in high school was that you had to take 4 Phi Eds, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. You had to take a Phi Ed every year. Then all of a sudden, and I'm not sure where this came from, but, you know, ultimately all decisions are made in education by the administrators. That's my opinion, but that's how I feel that, you know, education goes. And then they all of a sudden decide to cut that Phi Ed from 4 to 2. Okay. Now, I had a minor in Phi Ed, I said, you can't do that. That's wrong. You know, that's the wrong direction that you should be going. You should be trying to get everybody to have some lifetime sports and some healthy ways, you know, of staying in shape. You know, that's what physical education is about. And, you know, it's mind and body. You know, they work hand in glove. That's how education is supposed to be. But, you know, we've gone away from so much of that. And, you know, the last caller was on, you know, talked about Phi Ed, and I know how that works. So anyway, that's one of the things that, you know, has always bothered me. Another thing, when you were talking about some of these, you know, overreach, I'm looking at a lot of the liberal, progressive, left wing, whatever, you know, when they try to do something, they're trying to solve a problem, then they create a bigger problem. You know, it's always a regulation that they have to have. I've always wondered what would be wrong with trying to find an appetite suppressant. Wouldn't that be a better alternative, you know, than to ban food? You know, and when we stop smoking, you know, why don't we find a smoking substitute rather than, you know, trying to limit the freedoms of people? You know, and these are the things that there are ways to solve problems that we have, but I think they're going about it the wrong way.
Well, what I get always concerned about is when the government begins to reach out into these areas, now all of a sudden we actually start have to think about this compliance, which is, you know, a big favorite word of the liberals, where the bureaucracies continue need to have regulations so they can enforce them, add more people to follow through. In fact, one of the comments came from Jefferson County Public Schools in Louisville, Kentucky. She said there's a lot of fear among school food directors that now they're going to have to be the food police. So we have to deal with this compliance. And what I think it leads to is fear. So then you start having schools who, in advance of some of these laws, to begin to not allow certain things to occur. And one of them in the article referred to not allowing the Girl Scouts to sell cookies in advance. They're going to preempt this. So now you have this fear factor that they play on people's fear. And now we're not going to sell Girl Scout cookies? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, and I think local control, you know, these are things that's why education was never mentioned in the United States Constitution. There's a reason for that. That was to be left locally or to the states. That was their realm of responsibility, not the federal government. It had no mention of it in the Constitution. Why? Well, I think we know why. But, you know, I see where this is leading, and like I say, we need to, you know, get rid of some of these regulations that are just totally unnecessary and take away from the rights of the people.
We're going to go to the break, and we come back. Representative Mike Schott, stay with us. Give us a call at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What's on your mind? Oh, no fair. I got to play some Van Halen air guitar. No, keep that cranked up here. Stop moving around stuff. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Scott Hennin off today, back tomorrow, and on K-Fire, and KLTC will be back on Energy Matters this afternoon. Time to find out what's in the mind of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chad, a farmer from Hertzfield, is with us to explain why the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal is getting the attention of so many farmers.
The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972.
The intent was to preserve water quality in the U.S. by regulating the discharge of pollution into the country's navigable water system. The recent action taken here goes past navigable water systems and into state water systems. Many of the prairie potholes in North Dakota are not navigable waters, and therefore waters of the state. So the recent action removes the state's ability to regulate itself and the citizens thereof to be able to make decisions that are best for that state. It also goes a long ways to remove individuals of their rights.
Thanks, Chad. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Gary Emmett in for Scott Hennin here on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, Todd. It's been fun being on the radio with you today. And
Time flies, doesn't it?
We'll have Scott back here tomorrow. Man, I can't believe the time's over with already. But we have a few more time for a few more minutes of calls. 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. We're talking to Representative Mike Schatz from New England, District 36 Republican, who's the Vice Chairman of the Education Committee. And we've been talking about government overreach and dealing with bake sales. And Representative Schatz, I hope that in this next legislative session that's going to be coming up here in January, legislators like yourself are going to try to put a little bit of stop on all this government overreach when it comes to the federal side of our education system. So that's just my two cents weighing in. What's on your mind? Give us a call at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 so Representative Mike Schatz can hear what you have to say. So, Coach Schatz, I got one question for you while we're waiting for some callers here for a second. You've kind of invented some stakes that hold down tents and blow and that kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, the other day I had that box I forgot about and I opened it up because I was going to need it by the time I got it. But for listeners out there, Mike had come up with this stake that you can put in the ground and holds down anything. And I don't know if you got a website or not, but winds came through about 70 miles an hour, and I have this little gazebo. I remembered I had them, and I had someone put those and hold the gazebo down. Everything got wiped off in my yard with that 70-mile-an-hour wind, but those stakes were holding my gazebo down, and it sat there. And it used to blow down 5-6 times a summer. And it sat there perfectly. And I'm thinking, I need to put an order in. First, I got to pay for the last one I ordered from you. But I got to get an order in and get some more of those. So do you still have those stakes out there people can buy?
Yeah, we're relaunching our website, in fact, this week. And so, you know, it's stayke.com. And, you know, you can look it up. And, you know, we'll have I'm not sure exactly how the website works yet because we're just starting with it. But, you know, there'll be a basket there that you can buy them and, you know, make a purchase. So,
and what was that website?
They're a good little idea, and they're patented. And so, you know, it's one of those things that I've been working on for a long time, and hopefully I'll get it out there and make some sales.
They're unbelievable. So give us that website again real quick.
stayke.com.
So if you need anything out there to be tied down a tent or if you're in the Bakken, I'm telling you, you need to get these. They're amazing. Now, I know we weren't putting the pitch on here, but I just had to do that. So anyway.
Got a voicemail about cupcakes. Leftover voicemail of leftover cupcakes. What do we got?
Hi, Todd. It's the government's responsibility to keep me safe from foreign invasion, like the border problem. But cupcakes, not so much. Good day.
Well, at least if it's from a commercially for-profit business, I would agree with you. I guess I'm just thinking, keep out of grandma's kitchen already. And about Michelle Obama voicemail that just came in. What's that one?
Hey, this is Eric Wood calling in from Mayville, North Dakota. I'm just calling in about the childhood obesity and how Michelle Obama wants to take care of it. Well, I think she should take some of the taxpayers' money that she's getting as a pay and get us all some personal sous chefs that live in our house. I'm pretty sure that would handle the problem. Thanks. Bye.
Government-issued sous chefs. Gary, how do you feel about that?
I'm all for it. Send him over.
Government
no. That's unbelievable.
Boy. Yeah.
Representative Schatz, do you get any final shots or words? Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Schatz. Good. That could be a regular feature on What's in Your Mind.
We got about a minute here.
My daughter is a doctor in Jamestown, and her name is Dr. Schatz. So.
Oh. It's your shots from Schatz.
Yeah.
Well, Representative Schatz, we appreciate you coming on the air with us today.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us. And listeners,
it could be a regular, Schatz is Schatz. It could be a regular one.
Hey, you bet. I'd love to. I enjoy this, and I love to listen to your program. You guys do a great service by informing people, and give them something to think about.
All right. Scott's back tomorrow. Thanks, Gary, for filling in.
Thanks.
Great job.
Thanks, Todd.
Kevin Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on What's in Your Mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas. Right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.